Anonymous and private funding has been provided to keep Sudbury's supervised drug consumption site open for another month, said a news release from Rizzo Access Network. Rizzo, which operates the supervised consumption site known as The Spot, said the new source of funding will keep the site open until March 29. But it is likely that unless provincial funding is granted, the last day of operation for The Spot will be March 29, the press release said. During a time of unprecedented death due to a crisis of toxic, unregulated drugs, receiving last-minute funding will allow the team at The Spot to continue to provide desperately needed life-saving services to the drug-using community for another month, said the release. This means the facility, located at Energy Court behind the Lorne Street Beer Store, will remain open throughout March, operating Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Rizzo said staff shortages have contributed to reduced hours as The Spot was previously in operation 7 days a week. Rizzo said the staff shortages are a result of the Ontario government's unwillingness to provide operational funding. Rizzo also said it applied to the province to fund the supervised consumption site back in August 2021, but the province has not come through with any funding whatsoever. The city of Greater Sudbury stepped up in the fall of 2022 to provide funding of more than $1 million along with some corporate donations, which kept the facility operating until December 31, 2023, said Rizzo. With the likelihood of Rizzo closing in 2024, Vail stepped up with a $75,000 donation, and that along with private anonymous donations has kept the facility running for the time being. In the news release, Rizzo said, supervised consumption sites play an integral role in harm reduction efforts, preventing fatal and non-fatal incidents of drug poisoning, reducing the spread of infectious diseases, and connecting individuals with essential healthcare services. The impact of these services extends beyond those who utilize the site, positively influencing the overall well-being and safety of the community.